The Saratoga Springs Charter Review Commission for the past several months has been taking a close look at how city government works. Saratoga Springs has an unusual commissioner-style form of government. Each of the five city commissioners are in charge of their own city department: public safety, public works, accounts, finance, and the mayor's office. Each commissioner also shares an equal vote on the city council. There have been several attempts to change this form of government over the years, but voters have shot down various different plans at the ballot box. In previous meetings, the Review Commission heard from former mayors, commissioners, and city managers from the communities of Batavia and Corning. On Tuesday, past and present city commissioners of Public Works and Public Safety offered up their ideas. Former Commissioner of Public Works Tom McTighe was asked how many days a week he spent on the job, considered a part-time position.
I worked at it 7 days a week, along with the people who worked for me and the political appointed deputy commissioner and the director at the time. We work 7 days a week at it.
Under the current charter, each city commissioner is paid $14,500 a year. But many past and present commissioners will tell you that running a city department and attending to legislative duties is a full-time job. Current Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen, who is a dentist, said he's able to split his time between his practice and City Hall. However, he admitted that the demands of the position would prevent most others with a traditional work schedule from serving in City Hall.
If you exclude such a large segment of your population in terms of their ability to directly participate in local government, I think we're losing a lot. I really do, and I think we're losing that sense of community and that sense that people actually belong.
Aside from the growing demands upon departments in a growing city, the commissioners also expressed concerns about the concentration of power in each position. Former Public Safety Commissioner Lou Benton said the revisions made to the city charter in 2001 failed to recognize the need for a separation of power between legislative and administrative responsibility in city government. Benton said there's an inherent conflict between the dual roles of executive and legislator.
In that capacity, who are you representing? Are you representing the general public, or are you representing your internal constituency, your own departments, your own employees?
The Charter Review Commission also questioned the commissioners about the two-year term of the positions, potential conflicts between departments, and their recommendations for a new or modified form of government. McTighe was asked if he'd prefer a separation of legislative and administrative duties.
Whatever this board comes and suggests to do, I'll support you. I'll support you what your suggestions are. If you want to stay with the present form, good luck to you.
Under state law, a charter review is required every 10 years. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.